In their diversity, the objects symbolized the peaceful mixing of cultures that Kondiaronk hoped lay in the future. Nobody knows how many died during the pandemics of the 1770s and 1780s, but even if one had a number, it wouldn't begin to tally the impact. Disease turned whole societies to ash. 6 Cree groups in Western Canada disappeared after 1781. The Blackfoot Nation, blasted by smallpox, sent peace emissaries to Shoshone bands, only to find that all had vanished. The country to the south was empty and silent, Calloway wrote. So broken were the Omaha by disease that, according to tradition, they launched a deliberately suicidal attack against their enemies. Those who did not die quit their villages and became homeless wanderers. Cultures are like books, the anthropologist Claude Lévi-Strauss once remarked, each a volume in the great library of humankind. In the 16th century, more books were burned than ever before or since. How many Homers vanished? How many Hesiods? What great works of painting, sculpture, architecture, and music vanished or never were created? Languages, prayers, dreams, habits, and hopes, all gone. And not just once, but over and over again. In our antibiotic era, how can we imagine what it means to have entire ways of life hiss away like steam? How can one assay the total impact of the unprecedented calamity that gave rise to the world we live in? It seems important to try. I would submit that the best way to come near to encompassing the scale and kind of the loss and its causes is to look at the single case where the aesthetic and philosophical life of a Native American society is almost as well documented as its destruction.